I'm embarrassed to be your friend.
It's to keep, it has like UV protection and stuff. Travis picked it out for me.
I understand. I understand that on a practical level, it's a very good hat.
I'm going to wear it with my my hiking pants that zip off into shorts.
You've really turned a corner.
Welcome to Afternoonified.
The podcast where I'm very sleepy. This is going to be my contribution to the intro. Is it's funny that we're talking about sloths because I'm feeling particularly sloth-like right now.
You're about to learn a lot about sloths. Sloths? I'm very excited. Sloths.
Sloths. That is hard. Yeah, that's hard to say. Multiple creatures of sloth.
I don't think there's a formal word for a group of sloths. Because they're pretty independent little fuckers.
Oh, fair enough.
What is a group of sloths called?
A bed of sloths.
Well, that's your first sloth fact. It's a snuggle of sloths.
To be fair, I'm pretty sure that's a lot of those names are made up.
Well, no, that's on slothconservation.org.
Oh, is it? Okay, I would believe them.
It can also be called a bed of sloths. But they don't really hang out a lot, together.
No, they're another reason I identify strongly with sloths.
Yes, this mini is brought to you by my second trip to visit the sloth that lives at Omsi, JJ.
Oh, his name's JJ?
Yes.
What does JJ stand for?
I don't know. Jim Jones the sloth.
Emily, how dare you?
I know, that's offensive to the sloth. But yes, he's there until April 21st, I think, maybe. Then he'll go on to another museum where he will surprise and delight everybody. He was in the literal exact same position as when I saw him last time in October.
That's like when I come home and my cat's still on the couch where I left her when I left for work. And I'm like, is this just your spot? Or have you really been here? She probably, I don't know. She probably gets up and wanders and eats some food and then yells for me.
Oh, yeah. It takes a chance to use the facilities and all that. I'm positive they get up when we're gone. It just really does not look like it.
No. She's got her favorite spots. Even on, the bed, which she fully occupies when I'm at my desk. She, has particular spots that she'll sit.
And I believe the same is true of sloths. As with a lot of our animal trivia episodes that I do for you, there's going to be a little bit of a quiz, but we'll do some basics on the sloths, and then we'll get into sloth trivia, where I have four questions prepared for you. All right. So my sources were WWF, as in the World Wildlife Foundation, not the World Wrestling Foundation. That's why it's WWE.
I wish it was the Federation of Wrestling, just because that would be really funny.
World Wildlife Foundation.
If they just decided to give out some information about sloths.
So I used them and Nat Geo.
Good solid sources.
All right. So sloths are mammals. Let's start with the basics.
They are fuzzy.
They are very fuzzy. We'll get into their fur later, though. They're kind of a look but don't touch kind of animal.
I have my suspicions as to why, yeah.
Yeah. So sloths live in tropical rainforests of Central and South America, and with their long arms and shaggy fur, they resemble monkeys, but they are actually related to armadillos and anteaters. Yeah. They can be 2 to 2.5 feet long, depending on the species, and weigh anywhere from 8 to 17 pounds. You'd think sloths would be bigger than they are.
Yeah, I feel like hobbit-sized is what I picture.
No, they're cuddle-sized.
I was going to say, that's just, on the bigger end, probably a little bigger, but that's like cat size.
Yeah, it's like a, Lucy
a big cat.
Lucy is 13 pounds. She's kind of a chonky bitch.
More to love.
So there are two main species of sloth identified whether they have 2 or 3 claws on their front feet. The two species are similar in appearance with roundish heads, sad big eyes, tiny little ears, and stubby tails. They're so cute.
I love them.
Two-toed sloths are slightly bigger and tend to spend more time hanging upside down than 3-toed sloths, who will often sit upright in the forks of tree branches. Three-toed sloths have facial coloring that makes it look like they're always smiling.
Aww.
And less adorably, they also have two extra neck vertebrae that allow them to turn their heads almost completely around.
Well, that seems like less effort than, like, twisting your back, so I get it.
Minimal effort. So there are six subspecies of sloths, most of them with names that call out how many toes they have. So you have the pygmy three-toed sloth, the maned sloth, longer hair, the pale-throated sloth, brown-throated sloth, Linnaeus's two-toed sloth, and Hoffman's two-toed sloth.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Up until tonight, I don't think I knew that there was more than one type of sloth. Like, I didn't even know the two-toe and three-toe things were a thing.
Yeah, what kind of sloth? I will post a picture. I will post a picture or a video of JJ the sloth on the Instagram. But what kind of sloth is he? Because he's like the stereotypical Barbie of sloths. Like, he's just kind of what you
just
picture.
Just like if you were to picture the most generic kind of sloth, he would be it.
Yes. So of those varieties of sloth, the pygmy sloth is critically endangered and the maned sloth is classified as vulnerable. Vulnerable? Wow. The venerable maned sloth.
We're really great at words, which is great. Yeah.
Most sloths are listed as least concern, like the least concern on the red list of threatened species, but threats in the form of habitat loss and the illegal wildlife trade still exist. So they're not out of the woods. Although they should be in the woods.
Leave them in the woods.
Leave sloths in the woods. At present, some populations, especially in Colombia and the Atlantic forest in Brazil, are declining due to deforestation and destruction of their habitat.
So also leave the woods alone.
Yes, leave the fucking woods alone. You like that little sloth butt?
Yeah, it's real cute.
So the average lifespan of a two-toed sloth is believed to be up to 20 years. However, it's hard to estimate their lifespan because not a lot of studies have been done in their natural environment. There's no, like, Jane Goodall of sloths, although now that I say it, I think I have a new calling.
You go live in the jungle, Emily.
With the sloths. I have the hat for it!
You do. You've got the hat already. You've got 2 liters of water in your backpack. You're set.
I've got the hat with UV protection. I've got water. I've got the zip-off pants that have UV protection. I have 2 colors.
Pack a couple snacks. You're fine. The forest will provide for you later, I imagine.
Once I befriend the sloths, they'll bring me nuts and berries. Yeah. In captivity, a Hoffman's two-toed sloth named Miss C lived until the age of 43, which is about twice as long as other wild sloths of the same species.
Good for that, old lady.
The sloth's ancestors included elephant-sized giants who spent their time feeding on leaves, and this proved to be an advantage, less food competition for both extinct and current sloth species, as they were well adapted to different environments on the ground, and some of them even adapted to living at sea.
See, I just imagine
sailor hats
on boats. Yes.
A sloth dressed as the skipper from Gilligan's Island is kind of where I am on that. So based on the fossil records and genetic studies, the three-toed sloth is related to giant ground sloths, including, like I said, the elephant-sized Megatherium and the pony-sized Megalonyx, which definitely sounds like a band, which were found in Central and South America around 10,000 years ago. Another extinct variety of the ground sloth, the Thalassicanus, specialized in eating seagrass on the western coastlines of South America.
God, I want to hug a giant sloth so bad.
They're terrifying, but like not the same kind of terrifying as like those prehistoric orangutans.
Yeah, we'd be friends, I think.
Have you seen the live action Jungle Book?
No.
It's fine. But the point I'm making is that there's a like giant orangutan, my least favorite kind of primate, played by Christopher Walken, and it's the scariest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, no thank you.
So, some scientists think that sloths developed their slow-motion lifestyle so they would be less noticeable to predators such as hawks and big cats, which rely heavily on their eyesight when they're hunting. The algae that grows on sloth's fur also helps them avoid predators by letting them blend in with the leaves.
Very nice. That's what a great excuse not to shower. It's helping me avoid predators.
This fungus is, it's camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
So sloths are hunted by, predators such as harpy eagles, ocelots, and jaguars, who mainly rely, like I said, on movement to track their prey. So with the algae and the fur and the motionlessness, it makes them very hard to see. If they are caught by a predator, sloths can get mean. They bite, they hiss, they slash with their claws, and they shriek.
I was going to say, they've got some pretty major, like, fingernails, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have, like, nails about the size of, like, your pinky.
Yeah.
But I am just imagining, like, a sloth, long arms out, and just going,
just screaming so obnoxiously that puma, like, turns around and goes home.
Jesus Christ, man. Fine. So aside from helping to camouflage them, the sloth's fur is a living, breathing home to many different organisms, from microbes to insects to fungi and algae. They have a special symbiotic relationship with green algae for the purpose of supplementing their diet.
Do they let the algae grow on them and then eat it?
A little bit, yeah. In return, the algae benefits from shelter and water, since the sloth's fur is extremely good at absorbing and retaining water. He basically grows some of his own food in his fur.
Very convenient. God, those things must smell.
Oh, yeah.
Wet dog all the way.
Don't koalas also reek?
Probably. I know they, like, all have chlamydia or something.
Yeah, I've heard that the koalas are stinky. I mean, all animals have got to be stinky, you know?
A little bit, yeah.
Like, I don't think
my cat
just, like,
smells good, but she doesn't have to leave the house.
That's different. Like, wild cats have, like, musk smell and stuff, and, like, foxes smell like ass, and I don't think there are a lot of, like, good-smelling outdoor animals.
No.
But whatever. I mean, they don't need to smell good.
It's just a societal construction, I guess.
Smelling good is a construct. A thing that I'm pretty sure a lot of people on the bus in Portland seem to believe. All right. So we're going to do multiple choice. Just make your best guess. It's less of a quiz and more like, how does much can Sarah guess about sloths?
Hey, I'm pretty good at, like, guessing things from context clues.
All right. So question number one, how long each day do sloths sleep? A, 15 hours. B, 21 hours. Or C, 8 hours.
21 hours.
Sloths sleep for about 15 hours a day.
That's not enough.
They can sleep up to 20 hours. They spend the rest of the day hanging out and moving in and out of the shade to maintain their body temperature.
Oh, that's a good point. You gotta, you know, stay in the sun. You gotta rotate. You don't get tan lines.
I'm sure that's exactly what sloths are worried about. Gotta have that beach bod.
Mm-hmm. The beach algae.
Question two. What do sloths eat? A, bugs and berries. B, twigs and leaves. Or C, candies and cakes.
I think it's bugs and berries.
Sloths mainly eat leaves, twigs, and flower buds.
Oh. See, I would have pegged them as bug eaters.
Yeah. I mean, if they did eat bugs, it would cause problems for something we'll talk about later.
Mm.
They eat algae. So sloths are primary folivores, which is a word that I learned, means you eat foliage. So they feed mostly on, they do eat fruits, leaves, fruits, and saps of various trees. Because they don't have incisors, they trim down leaves by smacking their weirdly strong lips together.
I don't like knowing that.
They have a large and efficient multi-chambered stomach that helps with digesting tough, fibrous leaves. The only issue is that while it is efficient, it's very slow. The sloth's digestion rate is linked to its low metabolism, and more leaves can only be ingested once there's enough room in the stomach. And this is often full, so their stomach being full can account for 37% of their body mass.
Jesus.
So therefore, sloths eat very little food per day, since digestion takes a very long time to complete, sometimes days or weeks.
I don't know if I'm making this up or I'm remembering from, like, another podcast, but I feel like that's also part of, like, digestion is slow, so they don't have to poop very often because it would be a lot of work to, like, get down from the tree.
Question number three, how often do sloths poop? A, daily. B, weekly. C, when the mood strikes.
C, right?
It's a B. Technically C, I guess, but formally B. So with their crazy slow metabolism, they don't need to go often, usually once a week. And they're kind of picky about how they do it. So pooping while hanging upside down might seem like the easier option, but they are known to make a very slow journey from the tree canopy to the bottom of the same tree in order to relieve themselves on the forest floor. This journey isn't just beneficial for them, however. I'm sorry. The entire life cycle of some moth species, including the Cryptosis colepidr, big moth, relies almost exclusively on sloths. When a sloth climbs down to use the facilities on the forest floor, female moths lay their eggs in the poo. And once adult moths emerge from their nest, they fly to the canopy to mate in the sloth's fur and begin the whole cycle over again.
Boy, that's a gross moth. Just poop and hair.
All right, last question. Do sloths know how to swim? A, yes, but just the backstroke. B, no. Or C, yes, and they're pretty good at it.
I'm going to guess C.
It is. Surprisingly, sloths are very strong swimmers, and they will sometimes drop down from their treetop perches into the water and use their long arms and curved hands?
Paws?
To propel... Sure, to propel through the water. Sloth species living near mangroves or rivers sometimes drop into water bodies and swim large distances in a short amount of time when searching for potential mating partners or seeking new territory.
This explains why they make such good sea captains.
One of my favorite shots from a nature documentary, I think it's like Planet Earth or something, but it's a sloth in a tree. And they're like, and then they hear the sound of a female sloth. How are they going to get to her? And then it just cuts to a sloth, like, just its head, booking it across this river.
That's lovely. I'm glad they're good at one thing.
Yeah, that's some facts about sloths. So now you know more about sloths, more than you maybe needed to know in some cases.
I love sloths. What a great animal. Nature is wonderful.
Sometimes nature gives us good things, not just fucked up birds and fish. All right, guys. Well, yeah, until next week.
If you were
what
a sloth.
Am I doing next week?
I don't know.
If I was a sloth.
It's your episode.
Next week's going to be cute. I'm going to go ahead and say next week is going to be cute.
Okay. I believe you.
Objectively
sort of.
Cute. All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye. For more podcasts like the one you just listened to, go to SoBelowMedia.com.
This is as above, so below.